When you're out on the roads, be careful of those out on bicycles. More than a dozen charities from our area are participating in a big fundraising event coming up on September the 18th during Bike Friendly Kalamazoo's third annual fall bike celebration. The ride is called Ride for a Reason and will take place in Vicksburg. And among the charities that it will benefit here in our area is Generous Hands Incorporated. Sherry Lewis is with Generous Hands Incorporated, and she joins us this morning on WKZO to fill us in a little bit on the organization. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity to tell your listeners a little bit about our organization.
Well, let's do just that. I'll give the stage to you for a moment and tell us what Generous Hands Incorporated is all about.
Okay. Well, our mission at Generous Hands is to benefit hungry children in our community by strengthening their physical, emotional, nutritional, and educational well-being. We truly believe that it is all about building relationships with our families. That's been very important in the years past. We started in 2004. Just a small group of ladies started the organization in Sunset Lake Elementary School, and now we've expanded and are serving three elementaries, middle school, high school, pathway program in Vicksburg, and we have also helped another 9 or 10 school districts start programs like Generous Hands.
So, Sherry, you based then in the Vicksburg area where the bike event's going to take place next month?
We are directly across the street from the Vicksburg Farmers Market Pavilion where the bike event will take place, and we are excited about being a part of this event once again.
Sherry Lewis is with us, Generous Hands Incorporated, one of more than a dozen charities participating in this fall bike celebration weekend event. And Sherry, have you found your resources a little more taxed in the situation and the times in which we've been living the last year plus?
Oh yes, it's been a challenging year. We have learned to make some changes and adjustments, but we have been open throughout the pandemic, and we have been able to serve families right out the back door, and we continue to serve families. We have 123 families, 246 students that we're serving at this time.
Outstanding. And with another school year about to begin, there's a continuing need then for your services.
Oh, most definitely.
Well, Sherry, what drove your organization to participate in Bike Friendly Kalamazoo's Ride for a Reason event coming up next month?
Well, this event is a very widespread event. It's we have many organizations involved with the event, and we just think it's a great cause for those who are riding and for those who are participating and all of the nonprofit organizations that brings awareness to some of the needs in our community, and we just think it's a great event.
Well, it is coming up on September the 18th, the right outside your front door, I guess, in Vicksburg.
Yeah, yes, it is.
The Ride for a Reason event. And for more information on your organization, Sherry, Generous Hands Incorporated, where can people find out more about your mission and your work?
You can find us at generoushands.org. You can like us on our Facebook page, and you can also learn more about the event at fallbikecelebration.org.
All right, Generous Hands Incorporated, one of the charities participating in this new fundraising event. Again, this will take place September 18th during Bike Friendly Kalamazoo's third annual fall bike celebration. It's a ride that will start and end at the Vicksburg Community Pavilion next to the historic village. And fallbikecelebration.org, as Sherry mentioned, is the website for the bike event itself. And hopefully we'll have a great turnout on September the 18th to support this and the many charities that will benefit from Ride for a Reason. Sherry Lewis has been with us from Generous Hands Incorporated. Thanks so much for sharing information about your organization, and thanks for your work in the community, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for this time and the opportunity to share a little bit about food insecurity in our area.
Well, it's our pleasure.